Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We have an opportunity to chat with you. If you want to join our conversation, call me now at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Things that have been getting people riled up on the text line specifically have been that conversation we just had about us spending more money than ever before on our homes. Is it because we love our homes more? We're investing more in our homes? We want bigger, better, nicer homes in better neighborhoods? Or is it because, well, the cost of everything has gone up, including insurance, taxes, and property values? Why are we spending more than ever on our homes? The average in the United States is about 40% right now. Don't forget that, is 40% right now, according to a new report. I figure I'm spending about 33%, right at a third of my annual income on my home. And when I moved here 28 years ago, it was only about 5% of my income on my home. We also heard from Raphael Goyeneche last half hour talking about all the reasons the Metro Crime Commission 100% supports bringing in the National Guard, in getting the Guard to come in with this reported plan to have 1,000 troops come into New Orleans to help fight crime. Metro Crime Commission cited statistics, Raphael Goyeneche did, that they looked at what crime was doing when the Guard was here from January 2nd, right after the January 1st terror attack, until the end of Mardi Gras. And he said that there was about half as many violent crimes committed during that time that the Guard was here, and there weren't nearly 1,000 soldiers here. There were far fewer. And he says bringing 1,000 National Guard in really could do what the president has said. President Trump said last week on Fox and Friends that in less than 2 weeks, he could get crime under control in New Orleans with his plan to bring National Guard, active military, FBI, and other federal resources into the city. The police chief told WWL's Newell Norman, Anchor Patrick, said while she was not consulted, has not talked to the administration, and does not traditionally see that as being the role of the National Guard, she would work with and find ways to use and get along with any resources that are sent our way. 504-260-1870. Jay, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What you want to talk about, Jay?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, real quick, the National Guard thing. I don't think we just need 1,000 National Guard here for 2 weeks. I think we'll be better served.
Well, no one said they were only going to stay 2 weeks, Jay. That was just as long as the president said that after 2 weeks, their presence here would reduce crime and get it under control, like we've seen in Washington, D.C., where he says crime is now nearly zero.
Well, I think the most effective thing for them would be to, and they do this, but if they did it more often, to have an increased presence in the quarter during bigger events, which I know they do. Okay, but instead of having 1,000 of them here for 2 weeks,
again, no one is saying they're only going to stay here 2 weeks, Jay.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, but do we need 1,000 of them for 2 weeks? I think we would be better served with having, you know, a lower number for more often, you know, like, you know, just use them as needed. Like, for an example.
Okay, so, you know, Jay, hold on. There were 87 murders through last Tuesday. We're waiting on this week's statistics. But through last Tuesday, the city of New Orleans had 87 murders, the lowest since 2020, more than in 2019 to this date, but amongst the lowest ever recorded in New Orleans. And many people have said that's a good reason we don't need the National Guard, because crime is so low. But are you saying it's okay that we've had 87 murders so far, and that we don't need the National Guard to come in, and because we don't really need to reduce those numbers much further?
No, that is not what I'm saying, okay? I'm saying to use the resources more efficiently, okay? And to spike it that high, all right, yes, you're going to have a presence. It's going to reduce crime for however long they're, 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is. But especially in the quarter, because I work in the quarter, okay? Tourism drives our economy in the quarter and the surrounding areas in New Orleans. And the safer that the tourists feel here, the more tourists we're going to have here, okay?
Okay. So why not bring the National Guard in to make tourists feel safer?
We should. But instead of bringing 2,000 of them in for 2 weeks, we need maybe 100,
right.
200 of them.
Jay, I'm not going to talk to you anymore because you keep saying for 2 weeks, and no one has said bringing the National Guard in for 2 weeks. And you're really using an argument that is not based in fact. They may be here for 2 years. We don't know what the plans say about how long they would stay. The idea is we bring them in, we reduce crime, we get their help. And I can't imagine at any point within 2 weeks someone would say, okay, that's enough, take them out. And that's not what happened in Washington, D.C., and that's not anyone's suggestion of what would happen. I'm happy to debate the advantages and disadvantages to bringing in the Guard, but you didn't present one disadvantage to bringing the Guard in other than you feel like we shouldn't bring so many all at once. But no one said that you can't bring them in later as well. We're going to continue this conversation, but very quickly I want to bring in WWL TV meteorologist Alexandra Cranford, because Alexandra, here it is, September 15th, and while the mornings ain't so bad, the afternoons are still really hot, right?
Yeah, we're still way in the 90s every afternoon. I mean, if you can get out there early or late is not terrible, but yeah, it's still definitely summery in the afternoons. And actually, it's not going to change at all this entire week.
And no rain this entire week, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, there might be like a stray shower here and there, but not a high chance enough even really to put in the forecast and get anyone's hopes up for any sort of shower this week. But I mean, it's not completely out of the question, but not a high rain chance at all. And then our high temperatures like lower to mid 90s. On Saturday, we hit 96 degrees at the airport.
Yeah, I had to be outside Saturday afternoon. And
I
was sweating profusely and thinking, oh, this is not September weather. But it is now, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of sort of appropriate. The average high now has dropped to 88, so we are well above average for the temperatures, but it kind of has that familiar feel. It's not quite as bad as the summer, I guess. You can kind of feel the humidity not quite so high, but it's definitely not that nice, crisp fall weather that everyone's looking for.
Yeah, nothing changing this week. We had a report late last week that summer has gotten longer than ever, that compared to 1970, that summers now, depending on where you are, last 7 to 21 days longer than they used to in terms of temperatures in the 90s. So having summer weather, we really don't expect to get out of that here in Southeast Louisiana anymore until October, right?
Yeah, usually it does end up that way. At the end of September, we start to get our first cool fronts. I think the average is actually September 18th for like the first kind of mini cold front, but we don't have that on the horizon at this point. But then again, you look at the tropics, and we have no threats out there in the tropics at all, so it's kind of both things happening. Still hot, not fall, but at least there are no hurricanes heading our way.
Yes, and I will take heat over hurricanes just about any day.
Yep.
As long as it's not 120 degrees with humidity, I would rather the heat than the hurricanes. The only feature out there right now, way out in the Atlantic, is looking more and more like, if it does develop, it does not head for the Gulf, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to head north and take that kind of more early curve out to the north that we've seen with a bunch of systems. We saw a bunch last year doing this. We've seen several this year doing this. So if this does become Gabrielle by the end of this week, Tropical Storm Gabrielle, it doesn't look like it'll get super close to anywhere near the Gulf and might even stay well north of some of the Caribbean islands. It might eventually get kind of close to some of those northern leeward islands. But in any case, it looks like it'll probably curve out to the north somewhere toward Bermuda. Not sure exactly how close it'll come, but staying well away from the East Coast, it looks like at this point.
All right. Hey, any year we can have seven named storms and none of them threaten Louisiana, that's a good year for us, no doubt.
Absolutely.
And we still have a ways to go. We just passed the statistical peak, so I guess we should, with the caveat that 60% of named storms form after the statistical peak, so we're not necessarily out of the woods yet, but at least the next 7 days.
Yep, I would definitely say so. We'll see how long we can keep this quiet spell going. Hopefully, I mean, wouldn't it be great if we just kind of finish the season going, oh, wow, that wasn't a bad one.
Yes. We don't want a drought. It looks like we may be headed that direction, but
right.
It is what it is. Thank you, Alexandra. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
WWL-TV meteorologist Alexandra Cranford here on WWL. Let's go to Dixie on line 3. Dixie, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. What you want to talk about this morning?
Well, two things. One thing was, I think the only way that we can get rid of crime is to try to control the gun usage. A lot of these young kids have guns, and when I say kids, I mean teenagers. And I think if we spend federal funds doing that, getting kids busy with NORD and having programs for these kids, so they have something to do after school. If I was a tourist down in French Quarter, I wouldn't want to see National Guard people there.
Well, Dixie, that's an interesting point, and some people have expressed concern. Now, on your first level, I will say this. The NOLA Coalition, and we feature them every week here on WWL, has been making a concerted effort to have more and more organizations offering more and more ways to reach troubled and disadvantaged youth in our community and find ways to give them productive use of their time to discourage them from a life of crime. That is something that has been going on even more so in the last several years here in New Orleans since we saw that massive crime spike in 2022. So those efforts are underway. And they utilize private funds, they utilize public funds, and whatever money they can get their hands on to do that. But I understand that you want to see more money go to those programs to stop kids from getting into a life of crime. But as to your point about the National Guard, they were here from the New Year's Day terror attack all the way through Mardi Gras. And
I remember.
And they did not in any way, shape, or form dissuade people from visiting New Orleans, spending time in New Orleans, enjoying themselves in New Orleans. What makes you think the National Guard troops here would want people to not come here when, if they are here, and when they were here, crime was cut nearly in half while they were here during the first 3 months of the year?
Yeah, well, you can't have the National Guard here all the time. I mean, this is really at the about the governor. And really, he's the only one that can say the State Guard, the National Guard stays here, you know. But to have them here all the time would yes, deter crime. I think that would be right. But what about disasters? What about different things that they're needed for? And the other thing I wanted to talk about was I feel sorry for these millennials. How can they afford to get a house? How can they afford to have a car? And just think, Dave, about the poor people, the people living on the fringe. You know, they can't have any of this stuff. But,
you're talking about the new report about how we're spending 40% on average of our income now on housing.
Yeah, that is just insane. I mean, really insane for a country this rich. And it's out of reach. The American dream is out of reach for millions of people.
Thank you, Dixie. We appreciate your call, and I share your concern. I have four adult children. I am still, you know, having obviously housing and vehicular and other costs. And you're right. It is very, very difficult now to afford a home, a vehicle, the insurance for both, and then be able to also pay for everything else you need in life, from food to other bare necessities and utilities and everything else, and then still want to have enough money to enjoy life, to take vacations, to go out to fantastic meals, and to do those things that cost money. It does really make you wonder how the future is going to unfold and what the future looks like, financially speaking, and whether or not we'll be able to sustain the kind of lifestyles that we love so much, or if we're going to have to give up something somewhere, with the cost of housing being such a larger chunk of our budget now. Again, when I moved to Metairie 28 years ago, my house note was under $1,000. Now it's hard to find a car note for under $1,000. And a lot has changed in just one generation's time. And it does make me really wonder what the future looks like and if these issues can be addressed so that we're not spending so much of our income on housing and not having the funds for other things. Chuck, thanks for calling. It's your turn on WWL. Chuck, what you want to talk about?
Yeah, Dave, you know, in conjunction with, you know, the National Guard coming in, and what the Supreme Court just ruled on the other day, which Sotomayor was against it. I saw her have a news conference on that. Saw her an interview about that ICE, you know, ICE, can now stop people due to their race, their accent, their job, the location of their job, where they live. To me, that just sets up a situation where if you're not a white person, and I'm just glad I'm a white person, I mean, I feel guilty almost. You know, we shouldn't feel guilty that we're white, right?
Let's connect the dots.
Okay,
So Immigrations and Customs Enforcement being able to go to work sites where there are primarily people speaking Spanish and to go into neighborhoods that are primarily Hispanic, and the National Guard the Supreme Court at least temporarily allowing that. How does that relate to, because you started by saying you wanted to talk about the National Guard coming to New Orleans and fighting crime.
Yeah.
What does one have to do with the other? Connect those dots for me.
Okay, it's a continual pressing against freedom.
So you think the National Guard coming to assist law enforcement in New Orleans would reduce our freedom?
It's an erosion of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution, of the Declaration of Independence, of everything that made this country great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Voting all of these basic tenets of what makes America, America. I know we want to feel safer. I know we're tired of crime, but we're allowing the government to basically just do whatever they want to do. And I'm not sure in the long term it's going to be a good result. It may look good on paper, and it may look good in reality for the short term, but in the long term, it just seems like we're slowly just turning into, you know, one of those countries that people really don't have any control over anything anymore.
So for you, it's more philosophical. It's more about this is not what you think America should look like. And so you would rather not see the military, even if it is National Guardsmen and women who are local and members of this community, you'd rather not see the military policing our streets, even if it does mean that we don't have 87 murders like we've had already so far this year in New Orleans. All right, I think we've lost his call, but I appreciate the call at 504-260-1870. It's a very emotional conversation for a lot of people on if the National Guard coming in to help fight crime, it would be a good thing or a bad thing. And what I haven't heard is anyone argue that it won't reduce crime. So I guess the question becomes, if we can all agree that sending National Guard troops to New Orleans would help reduce crime, and we actually have empirical data to prove that, the Metro Crime Commission last hour telling us that they studied what was going on while the National Guard was in New Orleans from January through March of last year, and it did show crime cut nearly in half just while the National Guard was here. So if we can agree that bringing in the National Guard will cut crime, I guess where the disagreement seems to be is at what cost, and some people feel it's the cost of our constitutional rights. Some people, and you just heard it from that caller, think that it just creates a picture that they don't like. John, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
How you doing this morning? How you doing this morning?
Good, John. How you?
I'm pretty good. I would like to say that I got two questions, and I'm saying I live in the Bayou area, and you never see the police. I smoke a cigarette 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you never see police even riding around here. And I don't understand why, small as our city is, you don't see the police walking. You don't see the police walking from block to block. You just don't see it.
Well, John, you know? Did you hear we were talking with Rafael Granacci earlier? New Orleans now has probably less than 800 police officers, he said. Less than 800. As long as I've been here, 28 years, every mayor, every police chief has always said they wanted 1,500. Well, now we have almost half that number. So there's no one left to walk the beat. There's no one left to just patrol the streets. They have to respond to calls. They have to conduct investigations. They have to conduct different operations. Walking the beat, there aren't enough police officers to do that.
So you're telling me in midday, late at night, you don't have enough police to walk some of these blocks at night. You don't have enough police to walk these corners in the evening time, like around this time right now. You don't have nothing is really going on what I don't see.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. If 1,000 National Guard troops are here, I guarantee you, you'll see them walking the streets. I guarantee you, you'll see them on patrol. Do you want the National Guard to come in? Do you support 1,000 National Guard troops?
I don't think that many, but I support at least 500 to 400 National Guards. I support that. But I got to say one more thing and for our children of New Orleans. I don't see the Garden District. I don't see the Restaurant District. I don't see none of these guys having centers for these kids. That's because the cost of living is getting higher. You don't see none of these churches or anything, the Garden District, serving sandwiches or punch in the evening, saying that they got meals. You just don't see the community reaching back out, having lunches in the evening when kids get, because some of these kids are not, by the food stamps getting smaller. You don't see like the Garden District picking up. You just don't see it. You just don't.
John, we appreciate the call. We're out of time. I appreciate it. We got to get to a break. Thank you for your call. More lunches, more punch, more snacks. Is that the answer to reducing crime? More cops walking the beat? And what do you think? 1,000 National Guard troops? The Metro Crime Commission is completely on board. The NOPD chief is on board. If you're not on board, why not? We'll continue the conversation and check in with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser after this. The Metro Crime Commission says crime was cut nearly in half while the National Guard were here earlier this year from New Year's Day through Mardi Gras. Pentagon documents that we got to see over the weekend show the Trump administration's considering sending 1,000 National Guard troops to New Orleans as part of a plan the president said would get crime under control in the Crescent City in less than 2 weeks, along with other federal resources. One of the objections that we've heard expressed from those who don't want the National Guard to come to New Orleans is that it would hurt tourism because we'd look like a military state. So we asked the man who's in charge of tourism for the state of Louisiana, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, to join us. Morning, Billy.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Do you fear that if there were National Guard troops helping the NOPD and the troop NOLA here fight crime in New Orleans, that it would hurt tourism?
Well, it is a concern, but, you know, having a safe city is more important than anything when attracting tourists. I always said if you're going to have the National Guard come in, let's bring our own National Guard in. Don't send them from out of state. Because I know during Super Bowl, those National Guard that were from here on the corners of the French Quarter were interacting with the public, actually giving them advice on directions and things.
They were catching really, beads at the parades.
Yeah, they were actually interacting with the tourists, which is our greatest asset, is the way Louisianans interact with tourists. They leave with a friend for life and keep coming back. I'm actually up in Canada right now, working on getting those Canadian tourists to feel comfortable coming back to Louisiana, even if they're mad at America for being called the 51st state or whatever. We want them back in Louisiana. So we're having great success up here in Canada this week.
Any other concerns when you hear that the plan could be to send 1,000 National Guard troops to New Orleans after the president deals with the crime problem in Memphis? Anything that you worry about, and how do you feel about that?
Yeah, you worry about the stigma that there must be a real crime problem if they send in 1,000 guard down there. And really, since the governor put the state police in the French Quarter, I've seen a world of difference. The facial recognition, catching criminals, wanted criminals before they actually can commit another crime has been incredible. So I think the governor's efforts and what he stepped up and has done in the quarter has made a world of difference. And it's really making it a lot safer every day that they're down there. So I didn't really see the need, but if the governor makes that decision, I just hope it's our local people. Because, you know, the stigma of 1,000 troops coming into New Orleans, are they really having a bad problem? Is it really safe? And you worry about that negative impact always.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, I know you're busy up there in Canada. Bring a whole bunch of Canadians back with you to visit in Louisiana, and we appreciate your calling in here on WWL.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good day.
Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, live from Canada, here on WWL. More of your calls, and we'll check in with Newell Norman coming up after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.